Yeah, they know winners in Wisconsin, right? They got the Green Bay Packers. They got the Brewers that are on fire, right? And last night in Wisconsin, losers became winners.
I think over time, people are going to see that the things that we've done are right for Wisconsin. We've always said it's more important to do what's right versus what's easy or what's politically expedient.
Why does he sound excited? That's Republican State Senator Randy Hopper, who lost his seat in a recall election yesterday. But he's excited because he was just one of the Republican state senators who lost. Two of them actually lost, but four won out of the six who were contested, which means Republicans hold control of the state Senate. It's a story that we began talking about yesterday with Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
So at the end of our conversation yesterday, we talked a little bit about maybe this is a note to the Tea Party. If you overstep, you could be recalled. That might be what this election is about. If that was the case, the Tea Party doesn't have much to worry about. It seems as though voters were not about to hand the state Senate back to Democrats, whatever they might have thought about the individual legislators.
It's sort of an odd night to summarize, because here you had, for the first time ever in any state, two legislators recalled on the same night. That is, two Republican state senators lost their jobs last night. But the expectations were so high, and unions and Democrats were so confident, given their energized base, that they were going to get that magic number of three, that sort of anything short of that, it looks like they missed big. And so what ended up happening last night is Democrats got the two that, sort of conventional wisdom said they had a pretty good shot of getting this year, and then the four Senate districts that are basically Republican districts by the numbers went Republican last night. And, that is despite all the turnout operation that the Democrats ran in those districts. It didn't matter in the end. The districts kind of represented the final vote totals represented what you've seen in other elections.
Is this, Sean Johnson, a clout story for the unions and for the Democrats, or is it partly a demographic story in that the state is now so divided district by district that those seats were really unavailable to the Democrats, no matter how much turnout they were able to mobilize?
Yeah, these particular districts, as you look at the numbers, it seemed like throughout this whole recall campaign, Democrats sort of had the momentum. And, they seem to be doing the right things in the campaign. They had a lot of people on the ground, a lot of energized people on the ground, did not have trouble raising money in Wisconsin for these races. But as Election Day neared and you saw these polls were very tight, it just became apparent, will and hard work alone cannot flip a state Senate district, especially one that is, Republican, that, for example, all these districts went fairly strongly to Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2010, stronger than he performed on a statewide average.
Wow.
So it was an uphill climb for Democrats, and they came up short. The closest they came was within 4 points in one of the districts, a very rural district, but 2,000 votes is close, but it's a world of difference when you look at the final outcome.
Yeah, and 4 points. If you can't get within really 1 point, it's essentially a landslide. Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, let's ripple out from the shockwave here and see. First of all, this is a huge victory for Scott Walker, right?
It's hard to look at these as anything other than, a referendum on him. These senators were being recalled for voting on his collective bargaining bill. I mean, the election got expanded to other issues, very deep budget cuts became sort of a focal point of the campaigns themselves. But all this got started because of that fight over collective bargaining. If Walker and the Republicans really overstepped their bounds, it would have been reflected in them losing Republican districts. They didn't lose the Republican districts. They lost a district that has gone generally Democratic. They lost a district that was a swing district that's, leans Republican. But there was not a sign that this collective bargaining bill suddenly made Republicans unelectable in Republican districts.
Right.
I mean, it didn't shift the metric that much.
Well, we'll talk about what that means for the Tea Party in a moment, but certainly this is a huge defeat for the Democratic traditional vote-getting machine in the heart of its power base, Wisconsin, right?
They sort of picked this fight in the heat of the moment. I mean, this was the first way that they could hit back after they felt they'd been hit pretty hard by that collective bargaining bill. It was a tough place for them to hit back, though, in these particular Senate districts.
With possible implications for the presidential race, how much will the Democrats want to rely on that machine, given the uncertainties? Finally, Scott or Sean Johnson, is this a message of the Tea Party can defend its own, or people with an ideological view of deficits and fiscal issues in government, they can defend their own even if they take radical stands?
I don't know about that. I mean, if this were a statewide campaign, you could be talking about a different story right now. Because, I mean, because this was fought in such a limited playing field, it doesn't give a picture necessarily of where Wisconsin is. I mean, if the governor, it is hard to recall a governor in Wisconsin, but if the governor had been up for recall, or if he were up for recall next year, on the statewide playing field of Wisconsin, he could potentially lose. Likewise, I don't know that you can reach too broad a judgment looking at these races and what they mean for, you know, next year's presidential race. You get just a completely different electorate in Wisconsin at the statewide level and in a presidential election in particular.
Two Democrats are up for recall next week. That's a non-event, right, Sean, before we go?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it could change the majority margin, but it won't change who's in power.
Sean Johnson, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, speaking to us from Madison. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.